Mike Pence, U.S. must do whatever it takes to protect troops, citizens stranded in Afghanistan. By Amy Furr on August 26, 2021. Former Vice President Mike Pence said Thursday he was praying for those hurt during the terrorist attacks at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, adding America must do whatever it takes to protect its troops and citizens stranded in this disastrous withdrawal. Praying for the three U.S. Marines and innocent civilians injured in the terrorist attacks near Kabul airport today. America must do whatever it takes to protect our troops and our citizens stranded in this disastrous withdrawal. God bless them all, he wrote in a post on Twitter. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby on Thursday confirmed two explosions in Kabul. One happening outside the Hamid Karzai International Airport and a second near the Baron Hotel. We can confirm an explosion outside Kabul airport. Casualties are unclear at this time. We will provide additional details when we can, he said in a social media post. In a subsequent post, Kirby confirmed there were U.S. and civilian casualties. We can confirm that the explosion at the Abbey Gate was the result of a complex attack that resulted in a number of U.S. and civilian casualties. We can also confirm at least one other explosion at or near the Baron Hotel, a short distance from Abbey Gate. We will continue to update, he wrote. Three Marines were seriously wounded during one of the bombings at the Kabul airport, according to a report. Fox News' Jennifer Griffin said three Marines, who were among those surged to Afghanistan to evacuate Americans and Afghan allies following the Taliban's takeover, were seriously wounded. Once the Taliban took over faster than President Joe Biden's administration expected, Biden surged 6,000 U.S. troops to Afghanistan along with two infantry Marine battalions to help conduct evacuation operations, Breitbart News reported. Previously there were 650 U.S. troops in Afghanistan, but Biden surged more to Afghanistan after the Taliban swept the country in just 11 days. The Biden administration has claimed that no one had predicted that would happen, the outlet concluded.